From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, ESPN 1000. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Now, more Waddle and Sylvie.
Live from Niles and the Howard Street Inn on the ESPN Chicago app, on the FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000.
Eddie's breaking things.
Yeah, you made it to the weekend. If I could set this up, we got a great crowd, as we always do for Miller Time, and thank you to Miller Lite for the entire year. I believe this is our last Miller Time event of 2021.
By the way, before you leave, you've got to go check out the inflatable reindeer.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
They're incredible.
Did they just put those up?
No, they were here when we came in. I just don't think they caught your eye.
Yeah.
But I was talking to the owner, and he was like, "Yeah, we got these at Home Depot."
Howard Street Inn has always been one of my favorite spots. It's near where my parents live. It's near the area that I grew up. We've been coming here for years. We've had many events here. I mean, look at the way this place is. It's a sports paradise with all the screens, all the banners.
Great holiday decorations.
Festive for the holidays. A lot of our listeners, like Edward Cook is here, Eddie Cook, who does a lot of holiday parody songs. He's a three-time finalist, is here. Trey Tunes is here. Eddie from the North Side is here. He is nothing of what I looked thought he would look like. Nothing.
He's got a Blackhawks / Metallica jersey on.
It's a Metallica hockey sweater.
Yes, he's knocking our Twitch camera off
JR's
its stand.
JR's going to kill him is what's going to happen. He's
got a tooth problem today.
He called Cap and Jay Hood today. He calls every show. And as someone pointed out, when I tweeted out the picture and I said, "Who is this?" And the person guessed, they said, "That's Eddie from the North Side, the man with the worst takes this side of the Mississippi." And then he's been picking up the Twitch camera and moving it around. And like, JR is going to have
a grabber,
a heart attack, a stroke, something. But it's great to see a lot.
Oh, it's great to see everybody.
Yes.
We saw Wally earlier as well.
Right.
Who else? Trey's here.
Mm-hmm.
He's not happy with you.
My mom was here earlier.
Because we haven't been very appreciative
of his songs haven't been
entries.
Good.
They have not.
No.
We love Trey.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. I think he's our most dedicated listener with regard to coming out to different venues and supporting us.
First of all, JR, if I could settle you down for a second, is Trey Tunes the only listener who has been invited inside your house?
Let me think about that. No, I've had other listeners in
my house.
You've
had other listeners?
I think hopefully not the guy who sent in the request.
No, not that guy. No, Trey was up hanging out. He had somewhere to go in a couple hours. I was like, "Hey, man, you know, like I'm 15 minutes from here. You want to have some beers?" And, you know.
And you were like, "Let's go.
Let's go." Yeah, you know what's really awesome is talking music with Trey.
Yeah.
That is so much fun. You know he's a huge Black Sabbath fan.
Wow.
Really?
Who knew?
I did not.
What other listeners? Which other listeners would we know? Who?
Oh, I don't think anybody. I mean, just random people. You know, I just invite random strays over all the time. You know, that's how it
fine.
Works. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, I'm like Cap in that way. You know, Albert Breer wants to sleep at my house, no problem. You know,
the weirdest thing ever when he asked Albert Breer, "Next time you're in Chicago, why don't you
stay at the house?
There's no hotels in town. Albert, come on by and stay in my Riverwoods house." Unbelievable.
I think Albert felt kind of weird when he was presented with that option.
Yeah. All right, so I want to go over a couple things. First of all, Justin Fields is out. Andy Dalton is going to start. Nick Foles is going to be the backup.
Totally okay with that until Justin Fields is healthy and ready to go. I do want to see him.
There's a chance Roquan Smith plays. He is listed as questionable.
Yes.
He was limited today. Akeem Hicks is out.
A-Rob
is doubtful.
Yes.
He didn't practice all week.
He did not. Tevin Jenkins will be on the active. He has been activated. He will be out there in uniform.
Don't know
what they're going to ask him to do, if anything. I think probably, as you mentioned earlier, what they're trying to do is just get him acclimated to being an NFL player.
And remember, when you're activated, you have this 3-week window where you can practice.
Yeah.
And then they have to shut you down, or you can be activated in practice. Now he gets to practice. Yeah. He gets to travel. He gets to do all these things.
Yeah.
And those are very important. And who knows if someone gets hurt. How many times have they called on, is it Elijah Wilkinson? And hasn't he been in COVID protocol like three different times?
I think he has.
So if one of the tackles go down and they may need him to play in a spot moment, it may not be a They could do worse. Yeah, we'll see.
I think they're smart to keep Larry Borum at the right tackle spot,
right.
Continue to give him reps. I think he's going to have to be more physical as time goes on. I think he's probably good with assignments, but from what I've seen, he plays a finesse game, and I think that you're going to have to be a little bit stronger at that spot. I know he lost a ton of weight coming from college. And I think ultimately what they want Tevin Jenkins to do is be their left tackle.
Do you think that they're going to bring Jason Peters back next year as insurance or as a guy that they like as a veteran since he's gotten better as the year has gone on?
I personally believe they're going to be new decision makers in the building. So whether or not they decide to bring Jason Peters back, I think, is the biggest question. I don't think this existing group is going to be here. So I guess my answer to your question would be no. I would not expect Jason Peters to be here next year.
All right, I got a couple of things. We don't know if Kyler Murray's going to play. He is going to be a game-time decision. He hasn't played in several weeks. Same with DeAndre Hopkins. I believe they've all practiced through the week, though.
Yes, they have.
Now, listen to this, and I brought up on the show yesterday, do you think – because it's the Bears and they're 4-7 and they can get away with beating them without them, and they have won games against good teams without them too, and because they're looking to win a Super Bowl, not looking to just beat the Bears at Soldier Field, that they could give them another week and hope to sneak out a win while continuing to get them 100%. Cliff Kingsbury said this. I'm reading from the Twitter handle of Josh Weinfuss, who covers the Arizona Cardinals. These are several tweets. Cliff Kingsbury said he had some in-depth conversations with DeAndre Hopkins about what he means to the Cardinals and the impact he could have on the stretch run of the regular season and in the playoffs. Kingsbury said Hopkins responded well to the chat. Kingsbury told Hopkins about the teams that have to play Arizona differently when he's not on the field. It all stemmed from Hopkins checking himself back into the Green Bay game after injuring his hamstring. Quote, we're going to be very cautious and make sure that he's really smart, Kingsbury said, and he's got to be a part of that. Hopkins says he understands what Kingsbury was saying. Quote, I know the impact my presence has out there, just the way coverages rotate to me and leaves guys one-on-one, Hopkins said. Hopkins also said, quote, the respect that defensive coaches have for me, it's a little bit different than some other guys.
Okay, I'm going to add another item to this equation. Do you know who the Cardinals are playing next week?
It's got to be, it sounds like you're hinting a division game.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Right.
So if you do all of the investigative work, and you were the first one to mention this a couple of days ago, and I had not thought about it. I thought that everyone would be excited to get Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins back into the lineup. But based on the conditions that may be part of the equation at Soldier Field on Sunday and what these guys are dealing with, I think it's a very good connecting of the dots to say that there's a good chance neither will play. And by the way, Colt McCoy has started the last three games. The Seattle Seahawks were their most recent opponent. They played Carolina and San Francisco. They won two of those three games, and in those three games, Colt McCoy has completed 76% of his passes, three touchdowns, one interception, and has a cumulative quarterback rating of 103.
And they, look at the Bears, who went to Detroit and scored 16 points.
So the moral of the story is I think there's probably a good bit, you can call it arrogance, I'll just call it educated confidence, that they feel they could still get past this Bears team, not a good team, that is dealing with a significant number of injuries as well, without compromising their starting quarterback and their best wide receiver.
On the risk-reward thing, what's the risk of not playing them? Losing a game and possibly jeopardizing the number one seed. What is the risk of playing them? The risk of playing them is when you need them the most in these December games, a lot of these months where the Cardinals have sort of turned from a contender into a pretender, they're not healthy. and they're not good to go against some of these division opponents to win the division against the Rams, against the 49ers, to get the number one seed in the big picture. To me, the two quotes are, you know, we're going to be very cautious and make sure that he's
really
smart.
Well, it sounds like they've basically decided, at least with DeAndre Hopkins, that he probably won't play this weekend. That's how I would decipher what you just read. And I don't think it's a bad approach by them. It's just another kick to our groin that teams don't think that they have to play their starters to actually get past us. That's the reality of, you know, who the Bears are at this point. But it definitely makes sense to me, which would then, like, if you could connect these dots as a gambler, what would it lead? Like, I still think with Colt McCoy, they could still beat you by 10. I think that this, that if Murray and Hopkins don't play, I would think the greater impact would be on the total, not necessarily the line of the game. I'm sure the line would change as well, but I would be more inclined, especially with the weather, to probably, if I was going to bet the game, to bet the under, to bet the total as opposed to what the line on the game is.
All right, if you want to talk to us, 312-332-3776.
That's good investigative football work on your behalf.
Yeah, I just, again, and I think it just shows you what the league thinks about the Bears.
Yep.
I think it's less about the weather and more about the Bears. You always talk about time and place, and I think Cliff Kingsbury looks at the time and the place, and he says it may not be worth the risk, and we could probably get out of there still with a win that averages 16, a team that averages 16 points per game.
And you give an extra week's rest to your two most important offensive players as you get ready for a division opponent in the Los Angeles Rams the following week.
Right. There's an extra game this year. You got to be good for 17.
Yep.
312-332-3776 if you want to weigh in. Jay Cutler had some interesting things to say, including, believe it or not, should the Bears think about shutting Justin Fields down for the year, even if he's healthy? You will hear that coming up next.
It's Miller time, and it is flowing fine at the Howard Street Inn. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Having a blast at the Howard Street Inn. You've made it to your weekend.
Sure.
We got the Bears and Cardinals this weekend. Bulls are playing too. Bulls are playing well. Showdown this weekend. When you think of Bears Cardinals, before we play Jay Cutler here, I wanted to play this because we talked about this with Mike Tirico. When you think of Bears Cardinals, don't you always think of the Denny Green rant?
Yes.
It was 15 years ago, I want to say.
It's crazy.
In October.
We're not getting any younger.
Yeah. How about that? This was 15 years ago. And Tirico told us the great story, which I didn't know, that Denny Green was ranting about the Bears and crowning the Bears in the production meeting.
Thought it was a great story.
Game.
I never knew that.
And he kept the legal pad because of what happened, where he was writing down the notes that Denny Green can't believe how many people are crowning the Bears already. So after the Bears were down big on Monday Night Football, with smoke and mirrors, and that was the game Rex had the 0.0 quarterback rating, right?
Yeah, the Blutarski.
The Blutarski, 0.0. They got turnovers, the Devin Hester return, and then Denny Green came into the post-game press conference.
The Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I just got such a kick about him being so mad about not his own team giving up the lead that they had,
but
everyone being overly appreciative for who the Bears were.
Because of the way the game turned out, I was watching, I'll never forget, Countdown that night, because it was a Monday night game. So it's on ESPN, Steve Young and all the crew who was on back there. They thought it would get ugly that game.
Yeah.
They thought the Bears would win like 40-0.
Yep.
Against Matt Leiner, and they were talking about the Bears and how great they were. So everybody was doing it, including ESPN. So Bears and Cardinals this weekend. We were talking about Justin Fields and this rib injury, and Jay surprised us with his thought on shutting down Justin Fields. Take a listen. No Justin Fields this week. Andy Dalton.
I would shut him down for the rest of the year at this point.
You would. You why?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I still think, don't you think there are still some things that he can gain, positive things, by being out there taking some snaps? If it's fine as
well,
long as they
clear I think it boils down to if you're keeping the coach or not. If you're keeping the coach, sure, put him out there and, you know, let's learn the offense, let's go through the things. If you're not keeping the coach, shut him down and save him and make sure he doesn't get hurt.
I'm assuming you've been, memory is not serving me well, but you've been on teams where you are a 4-7 team. How difficult is it to get out there? I mean, everyone's a competitor, this is a job, you're a professional, but there's much less inspiration at 4-7 than there is 7-4, isn't there?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, I think the young guys have a hard time with that, especially coming from successful programs. Like, they've never been in that situation where they're completely out of it and they're just playing. You know, you're playing for the guys in the locker room. And, you know, what we tried to tell those guys is, you know, there's very few players that just stay on one team their entire career. It happens, obviously, but it's a rarity. So, you know, you just got to let these guys know there's 31 other teams out there that are watching this tape week in and week out. And, you know, if you shut it down at the end of the year, like, people are going to see that. They're going to know that. And that's, you know, word of mouth is pretty quick in the NFL.
Well, I mean, so don't you, like, for me, I would like to see Fields, whether Nagy's here or not, get up and go to Green Bay next week. I mean, he is not experienced with that atmosphere. It's like Sunday Night Football up against Aaron Rodgers. I want to see him go to Minnesota, play a division game there. You don't think there are still lots of lessons?
What do you want to see happen?
I want to see him continue to improve.
Well, I mean, do you think that's possible?
I do. I mean,
why?
I don't think. Look, I've really gone after Nagy hard. I think DeFilippo's
literally since the year started. Before the year started.
Before the year started, he should not have been a coach.
Last year.
I'm still shocked that you like him. I'm still shocked by that. But, like, you know, DeFilippo knows how to be a quarterback's coach. I still think there are valuable lessons that he can learn in his rookie.
I think you could get reps out there and, like, the little things that you know, learn to be a professional. I think that there are some positives that they can you know, take out of playing the last several games.
No, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you guys. I mean, and that's the debate. Hey, you get reps, you get, you know, you learn how to be a pro, you learn how to play in Green Bay and these Sunday night games, and then you weigh that against, all right, like, we're going to throw him out there, and we might not be successful. He might throw three picks. He might get hurt. He, you know, might get sacked six times again. So you've got to weigh that and be like, all right, like, is this really worth us doing this or not? And, you know, I'm not in the meetings week in and week out, so it's hard for me to say. But I think looking from the outside in, I'd be like, shut him down. There's no reason for this.
We've talked to you.
Let's think about this. Let's talk about Aaron. I mean, he watched pretty much for 3 years and then rolled out there and was pretty damn successful. So getting reps as a rookie isn't the tell-all of a successful quarterback.
I still would like to see it happen. I want to ask you about Kyler Murray.
Just destroyed your whole argument. All you said was, yes, I want to see that.
No, look, I could stay on this. I think it's a good test for him. And I think the one thing that he has shown is what you said, Waddle's pointed this out, that he is not scared to get back on the horse. Whether it's that ass-kicking he took in Cleveland, he could come back against Detroit. I think getting on the same page with Darnell Mooney, learning.
How about just being on the field and going through progressions and learning how to better read, more effectively read a defense and seeing things that are coming at you? Not at the expense of getting your ass kicked every Sunday, but that may happen in a certain way anyway. But he's also, Jay, he's got to learn how to protect himself. And the only way he's going to do that is by playing as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to learn his protections. He's got to learn where his hots are. He's got to learn where his problems are, you know, at the snap of the ball. And I think he's got a little ways to go in that. And, I mean, you're right. You guys are definitely right. It's just there's another side of this that I'm kind of weighing that one more than playing him.
Yeah, it's interesting. But
Injury versus experience, it sounds like. That's what you have to decide.
But then, he's going to learn a system, and then maybe next year he's going to learn a completely different system. So, I don't know. There's a lot of factors.
I think what we heard from Jay was just kind of a different – it's not an era, you know, a difference in eras. But remember, Jay sat early, and he thought it was beneficial. And when we talked to him earlier in the season, he thought – I just think it's – things have changed in the NFL in a very short period of time, and quarterbacks play now, and they play through.
But now that he's playing and he's out because of ribs, I wouldn't run scared from an injury.
No.
If there was one game left and he was coming back from a rib injury, I'd like, shut him down.
Yeah.
No use to worry about a Week 18 game for what?
Yeah,
but there's a lot of season left
of course, where
he can gain a lot of knowledge from.
I just think
the
game now is young quarterbacks play early. Like the only quarterback that didn't play in his rookie season in the last, 10 years is Jordan Love. Like Patrick Mahomes, yes, he played one game. He played in the final game of his rookie season in 2017. But rookie quarterbacks play now. And I think that's kind of different. Jay's perspective at the beginning of the season always was, if you remember, let him sit and watch for a while.
Right.
You cannot be afraid of failure, and you can't be afraid of injury. So if he's not hurt, I play him. I don't worry about him getting hurt. What I worry about is him not protecting himself, not as much about his offensive line, but he's got to learn when to get down and live to play another play. I don't worry about him struggling either for the reason you mentioned. They threw him down a flight of stairs against Cleveland. It was a disaster. It's one of the most disastrous offensive experiences I've seen in recent history.
Yes.
And there was
set him up to fail.
There was no residual effect for him the following week against the Lions.
And that's
so,
a great thing.
So, like, to me, I'm with you. And to reference Aaron Rodgers for any reason is kind of fruitless because he's an anomaly in so many ways.
And he wasn't starting already. And there's not a Hall of Famer on the field right now.
And I'm not worried about the change in offenses either. Again, if this was a different guy, I may have some of the same reservations. I don't think this kid is bothered by what happened to him in Cleveland, some of the what happened to him in Tampa. I think what we've seen week after week from him is that what happened the Sunday before has no effect on the Sunday that he's currently playing in. So
the only thing that I did agree with Jay is if he were to sit, he could still be great next year.
Of course,
he could still be great next year no matter what happens at the end of. I prefer to get him as many reps and into as many games as possible.
I think you look at, yes, I'm with you, because there are things that he can learn, whether there's a new offensive coordinator here next year or not. There are things about being an NFL quarterback that he needs to learn, and you're not going to learn those things unless you play. So I'm not going to put him out there in a compromised situation so he can get hurt and, you know, any further. But if the doctors say, look, you're okay, then I'm playing him.
All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in, 332-3776, but we're going to give you the best so far. We've got 1 week almost exactly, 6 o'clock. Next Friday is when we shut it down for the 2021 Holiday Parody Song Competition. You have another week. You have a full weekend to get in your entries. You can upload them at ESPNParody.com. We will show you where the bar is. And you said to me that you didn't think we had 5 to 7 good ones. I tried to assemble a list that I liked.
Well, with the one we had today as well, maybe I could sneak 5 in there.
I think there's more than that still.
Okay.
That at least I liked. Now, you could... maybe a second time we hear it, we either like them a little bit more or like them a little less. But we will give you examples of what are in the good bin so far. There's still a lot of time. ESPNParody.com.
Welcome back to Waddle and Sylvie live from Niles and the Howard Street Inn. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
With the Miller Lite Flow.
We're on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Follow us at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Turn it up. All right, we're having a blast here. JR loves himself the Twitch camera.
Yeah.
He's having himself.
He's protecting it like a child.
He's having himself.
Watch yourself, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie, watch out.
Yeah, there's Eddie.
Eddie with the vodkas.
Yeah. No, it's gin and tonic.
Oh, that's gin and tonic.
Yeah, the devil's booze. I've never been a gin guy.
Not anything that I thought he was going to be like.
I don't know why you say that. The devil's juice. Gin is the devil's juice in my world. That's just me.
Black Abdallah, consider yourself safe in a good spot. I got followed into the bathroom.
What?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I got followed.
What happened?
No, I'm just saying.
By who?
Sylvie, let me tell you, there are no good quarterbacks from Ohio State.
What are you working there? What are you working with there? Taking a peek around the corner?
It's unbelievable.
You got one of those in the bathroom?
All right, boys. Why don't we set the table so we could let the listeners know, we could laugh a little about where the bar is right now. I do believe there are about 7 or 8 good songs. We could judge it now. You guys are very tough. So let's play so far the best of what we got. Everyone can enter over the weekend and through next Friday at ESPNParody.com.
All right, I think you guys enjoy this one. We heard it a couple times here, the Caruso song by Mark G.
You know Archie and Andres and Portis and Stacy, JoJo and Jimmer and Shaq and Scalabrini. But do you recall the most famous Bulls bench player of all? Caruso, the bald-headed white guy, had a very shiny dome. And if you ever saw him, you would think he really blows. When he puts on his headband, he becomes a superstar. Threes and dunks and dimes and defense, and taking cookies from the cookie jar. But the Lakers wouldn't pay him right, so our tourists came to say, Caruso, with your dome so bright, you'd be a Chicago Bull tonight. Oh, how the fans just loved him, and he chanted MVP. Caruso, the bald-headed white guy, bald mama is a sight to see. The Caruso is at the UC. He'll go down in Bulls history.
See, I love the song. I love it. And each year...
Trey is sitting there with a very critical look on his face.
Oh, no. I thought he was dancing along.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
I love the Caruso song. I think it's clever and good. What's next?
All right. Brad brought us Find the Wise.
Find the Wise with Coach Nagy. Bew, bew, bew. Oh, f*** you. In the last couple days, we've become really close. Bew, bew, bew. Oh, f*** you. We just had a really great practice. Bew, bew, bew. Oh, f*** you. It's no one's fault other than everybody's. Bew, bew, bew. Oh, f*** you.
That's the essence of what this contest was from the very beginning.
Look, and I know there are a lot of Bears songs, but look, he made it short, simple, to the point.
Yeah.
He made us laugh
with
the bleeped out stuff.
Yeah.
But the lines were good, too. Like, he took all of Nagy's lines, no one's to blame except everybody, the finding the wise, all that
kept
stuff.
Kept it simple, it was short.
And it's short. And
even JR's a music critic, he liked it as well.
You don't have to, go into a production studio to make a great holiday parody song.
Short and sweet's the best sometimes, absolutely.
I think Trey's going to actually – I've never seen Trey angry. I think we're going to see an angry Trey before
we get
out of here.
I'm going to get him 2 corn dogs. Put a smile back on your face, Trey.
The corn dogs are yours, not his.
Well, it's a Sylvie special. 2 corn dogs, 2 at a time. All right, what do we got next? Those are 2 good ones so far.
Jason Holdsworth gives us Sky the Salesman.
Hey, Scottie Pippen, you were an all-time great. But these past few years, you've been acting weird and spewing all kinds of hate. Oh, Scottie Pippen, you made John Paxson cry. Said Phil's a racist. You don't tip your waitress. You're really one hell of a guy. There must have been some bitterness in the bourbon you're trying to sell. 'Cause every time you open your mouth, you're bound to raise some hell. Oh, Scottie Pippen, You're giving us a migraine. We know you're trying to sell a book. Still, it's not a good look. So don't compare yourself to MJ.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to mess up.
Well, 94 playoffs, 94 playoffs, 1.8 to go. Pass the ball to Tony, you're going back in. Scotty tells Phil, hell no.
I didn't think he even needed the second verse. No, I mean, he could have cut it off beforehand.
Oh, I thought the 1.8 seconds punctuates it. To me, it brings it home. I love that song.
I was ready to leave at that point.
Wow.
I just was.
All the lines are good. Yeah. The migraine, the no tipping, the Phil is racist line, all of it, the bitterness and the bourbon.
I know, but then we got to that very end where I just didn't think it was necessary.
They brought us to the 1.8. That's the grand finale. So you and I see this contest much differently. So
you like to pet all the people that submit the entries.
I think that's a good song. I think we're getting.
I'm sorry for my partner who is mean to all of you.
Hey, Waddle, yeah. Just don't have an opinion, okay?
No. You can have an opinion. I think we're grading them on an all-time level instead of this.
That may be.
Yeah, that might be true. I think that's true.
Snobby
graders. That's my least favorite out of the three so far we've played.
A little snob.
All right, how about another one? Michelle Fleischman brings us Messed Up Family Business.
The Bears are a messed up family business, and it's brought us fans to tears. George should know that this team blows and has for many years. It's a half-assed, schlocky business. They could screw up a wet dream.
Oh,
from
ouch.
The chairman down to the bald head clown and everyone else between.
Brilliant.
Oh no, the CEO knows nothing we all can see. He shouldn't be involved in football decisions with the CPA degree. It's a total malfunctioning business. And it's all so perfectly clear. Oh, Virginia, hope you have it in you. Make changes next year.
See,
I liked it.
Short and to the point. Great line. She's a schlocky in there. The line about the wet dream. I mean, there's so
what,
many.
Excuse me? What?
There's good stuff in there.
Okay.
I think
I liked it.
I think as a group, the group is.
I think before
a snobby.
I think before we get out of here, though, we also need to play last year's winner because people are listening intently.
Sure.
And for them, for those who haven't heard it,
well, that's
I think
the
it's
all-time.
The most. It's the all-time best.
Right. It's like watching. Here's what it's like watching. Okay. It is like watching Tom Brady prime play football and say, here's Justin Fields, we think he's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's it's like you're judging at a Hall of Fame best of the best level.
I'm with you. I think that what we should do is we continue to play the best five, as you say, and Cap, the one about Cap's got to be in there, and then compare it to last year's winner.
All right. Why don't we do that next? Why don't we start it with last year's winner?
Okay.
But again, it's not the 2020 competition.
I get it.
We've got to compete with the 2020.
This
year's NFL.
Well, we are sprinting to the finish line, so I want to inspire people.
Are we not going
to raise the level?
Are we not going to let the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs this year? Because
if they suck down the stretch, no.
But if they make it, if they're one of the seven best, they get in the playoffs. Every year, it's its own entity.
I want to raise the bar of expectations.
Oh, you guys are snobs. We'll get to it next.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Purdue, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets at NUSports.com.
This is a Miller Lite, Waddle and Sylvie broadcast.
Live from the Howard Street Inn.
This is Chicago's home for sports. Listen on the ESPN Chicago app, 100.3 HD2 and ESPN 1000.
It's been a great day at the Howard Street Inn. Let's
been fantastic.
Some of the rest of the best so far. Doug Banks.
Wait a second though. We've had some red asses here. Ed Cook is a red ass. Trey looks like he's got a red ass look on his face.
Well, Trey thinks that we shouldn't play last year's winner. He thinks it's overproduced.
Yeah.
He thinks it's too long, and he thinks it doesn't send a good message to people who just want to create a regular song. He thinks like last year's Ed Cook song should be replayed because it's the everyman song.
Ed gave us a list of beefs, and at the very end, he said, and mine didn't win.
Right.
So it took you forever, Ed, to tell us exactly how you felt.
Right. Yeah. Last year is again, we had great entries. Many of those could have won.
Fantastic.
This was the winner last year.
Uh-oh, George, I think your mom is here.
Boys, let's take a ride.
Ted, don't forget your car seat. Oh, yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Let's go for a sleigh ride. Bears Management sleigh ride. I'm here with losers and boozers that have burned down this franchise.
Matt, keep the sleigh straight now.
Ted, I'm not an idiot.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling, too. I'm here with my dumb son, two ding-a-lings and a big boob. Outside, our fans are brawling and friends are calling, screw you. We're snuggled up together while the team is piddled down into their shoes. Take it, Ryan.
Trading up, trading up, trading up, no shame. Our strategy is lame. Grab a coffee, find a way to win a football game. Pick 'em up, pick 'em up, pick 'em up, D-line. Robert Quinn is my guy. My moves are great, and I know it because they work for my Madden franchise.
Coach Nagy's steering us down the beautiful, magnificent mile.
I'm driving Santa's sleigh, but I haven't run that play in a while.
I'm cuddled up with Teddy, he's a clueless, sweaty old fool.
I'm not old.
Try some of my prune juice, it's warm and it softens my stool.
Oh, Mom, lay off. He's trying, he's smart, he's a numbers guy.
Sweet George, just look at him, he's spelling boobs on his TI-85.
Very funny, Ted.
Well, I heard a man named Sylvie on the radio. They invented those when I was only 8 years old. From what I can make out, he's mad. Green Bay's the hammer and we're the nail. Are you listening, boys? They're saying we've all failed. So I'm just a sweet old lady with a useless team. I should just give up and pawn them off on Sister Jean. And I miss those days of foxy Star Wars nerd and lovey teams.
Rex is our quarterback.
A team that's selfish and undisciplined.
Carlos Santos.
We've got Coach Nagy, but he's steering us towards the beam.
George, you're a class A clown. Can't believe that you're in my bloodline. You look like skinny Colonel Sanders or a wannabe Monopoly guy. So here's to 10 more years of wasting everyone's time. We'll say things like Super Bowl Shuffle.
Defense wins championship.
Monsters of the Midway.
Blue Collar Football Team.
Charter Franchise.
Dude, you missed the last line.
I know I missed the line. I'm not an idiot.
It's brilliant.
Ed's over there pointing at his watch like it's taking too long, but we've always said shorter is better unless...
But again, it doesn't... That is not the measuring stick for this year.
Correct.
Is my point. Yeah. The measuring stick for this year is the entries that we receive. So let's play a few more of the best so far.
All right. Do you guys want something to laugh at, or do you want something that was like
serious? I thought
serious?
The cap one was good.
Yeah, and what about the one about my boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about his boobs?
We can play that one. Danny and Doug, here you go. I know that we're getting chirpy tweets about this one, Sylvie, so here you go.
It's in the best so far.
How y'all doing, everybody? Oh, it's Christmas time. Y'all feeling good? Yeah! People out there, let me hear your hands. We got a very busty, voluptuous woman in the front row.
Who, me?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Mark. That's my boy, Sylvie, from ESPN 1000.
Oh, no.
How you doing, man? How's the family? This next one's for you, bub. He's taking a whiz, his reflection's in sight. He sees the jubilees, it gives him a fright. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's cans are flopping around. They drop to the floor when he's getting undressed. He's got two Christmas hands attached to his chest. Put down the pizza, get a salad instead. Before those puppies end up in a centerfold spread. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's jugs are bouncing around. CPAP mask when he's sleeping. Sweat stains when he's awake. He's got gynecomastia. He better invest in a shake weight.
Oh, it's burning my rhombus.
No more elliptical when you're watching Get Up. Just hit the bench press to flatten the pumps. Sylvie's boobs are touching the ground. Sylvie's boobs weigh 35 pounds. Looks like Dolly Parton's in town.
Up yours, Buster.
And it grows on you even more.
It's good. Eddie likes it. Eddie said he liked it.
What about the Cap song? Can we play the Cap song again from earlier today?
Yeah, Cap's beginning to look like a pumpkin.
He's beginning to look like a melting pumpkin. Orange drip. Streaks. Does he tan with a garden hose? Hold it between his toes and spray his face and hairy pimpled butt cheeks. Every time that I see his orange leather face, my eyes begin to burn. Are his teeth really extra white? Is his tan messing with my sight? Should human skin look like a worm? A pair of goggles, a thong, and a glass of rosé are a part of Kaplan's routine. Choosing a liquid that's orange to spray makes him look like a burnt Mr. Clean. Jacuzzi next to soak his breasts and sauna for a steam. Cappy skin color can't be all that healthy. A shade of orange prune. But we love Kaplan anyway, so long as he doesn't stain anything he touches in the room.
I thought it was good.
That's brilliant.
DJ and Kansas well done. City. Good
well done.
Stuff. We probably
do. You guys want one more? You want
one more?
You
okay.
want one more?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, guys.
All right, one more. Let's do it.
Take that, guys, who are
one
coming
more.
Up next. Here we go. Just a taste. I know you guys like this one. I like this one,
oh, yeah.
too.
Just a taste. Not too confident. Just a little bit. Think I'll
imagine a whole bar singing this.
Everybody's got a horrible look on their face.
Hold up the lighters.
Everybody now.
The best part is if somebody slams a door in the background at the
and
end.
Then Eddie on the north side is like, I don't get this one.
Yeah. Eddie's beside himself right now.
I can't hear the words he's saying. And then I still like, I got to say, and I know we don't have time now, but the Sid Luckman song still, I believe.
I got it right here. You want to hear it? Here you go.
All right, let's do another one.
It's a Friday. Who cares?
Let's go.
He said Harbaugh and Kramer, McMahon and Trubisky, Cutler and others. Who made me take up whiskey? But do you recall the Bears' greatest QB of all? His name was Sidney Luckman. He went to all of three Pro Bowls. And if you ever saw him, you might be a century old. None of our other QBs had thrown so many INTs. 30 in a 12-game season surpasses even Matt Barkley. Still, of all his passes thrown, he completed 52%. If Aaron Rodgers were to match that feat, he'd have to miss on his next 1,755 attempts. Oh, how our franchise loves Sid. Though we shouted out with glee when the Bears drafted Justin, who, if he just averages 19 touchdown passes over 8 seasons, will go down in history.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think
that's
sneaky great.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's so creative. So there you go. We set the table. ESPNParody.com. Thank you to Miller Lite, American Sale, your Chicagoland Toyota dealer, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and Shady Rays. 1 week from right now is the deadline, so get to work. Good stuff. Black and Abdallah are coming up next. Thank you for their great work. Jay Cutler, Carmen DeFalco, thank you. Thank you to Miller Lite, and thank you all the fans
for coming out.
And the Howard Street Inn for showing up on a great Friday. JR, Travis, our entire marketing team, thank you guys very much. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend, and go Bears! It's the classic.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all, and to all a good night.